Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today I take an episode from the life of Elijah, the great prophet. Elijah, who was tired, who was running away, and who prayed for death. I read from the first book of Kings, chapter 19, verses 7 and 8. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him, and said, "Get up and eat. Otherwise, the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. Elijah, the great prophet, in fact, the prophet, the epitome of all prophecy, Elijah is presented as the prophet in the Bible. And this was a great man who confronted kings and priests and nations. And the whole nation of Israel shook at his presence. The king and his throne trembled. But this great prophet, who challenged the entire community, entire the crowd of priests and prophets of Baal, of Jezebel, is now presented as running away, running for his life. It was after the episode of the Mount Carmel sacrifice, where the people of Israel acknowledged Yahweh as their only God. But then, subsequent to that event, the priests and prophets of Baal were slaughtered, and Jezebel, who supported these prophets, were furious. She vowed to kill Elijah in 24 hours. And that's when Elijah fled to the south, fled to the desert, first with a servant and then all alone. Then he lay down in the desert and pray, "Lord, take away my life. I am no better than my forefathers, my ancestors." He wanted to die. He was tired. He felt himself at the end of his energy. He could not continue anymore. All alone, fighting for God against the whole crowd, against the whole nation and people and king. He wanted to die. It could be an occasion in our lives when everything fails. All our hopes are shattered. We find ourselves all alone and no meaning in life, no meaning in continuing, dragging on this meaningless life. We pray, "Lord, take this life." A person at the end of the rope. A person at the end of his journey. But God doesn't allow his prophet to die. He gives him food. God sends the angel. The angel wakes him up and the prophet sees food, bread baked, fresh bread and cooling water. He ate and drank and slept again. A second time the angel came and then said, "Get up and eat, or else your journey will be too long." God has not finished with Elijah yet. God has a lot more to accomplish through his prophet. Elijah has to walk 40 days and 40 nights, representing the entire journey of the people of Israel through the desert to the promised land. He has to walk to the mountain of the Lord, Horeb. There he has to stand before God and accept new mission. He will have to go and anoint new prophet, Elijah. He has to anoint new rulers, Hazael and Jehu. And then he has to confront the insolent might of King Ahab in the vineyard of Naboth, where his blood stays unexposed. Elijah has to confront. Elijah has a lot more to do. So how is he going to find strength? That's what the angel tells. Get up and eat. God is telling us also, get up and eat. I am not finished with you yet. I have something more to accomplish through you and with you, with every one of us. God has a plan. And he gives us the strength, not through the baked bread as Elijah received, but through the body and blood of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus who said, "Take and eat, this is my body. take and drink, this is my blood. Jesus gives himself as food and drink to sustain us, to strengthen us, to continue our journey to Horeb till we accomplish all that God wants us to do. So it is not time to give up. Get up and eat. You have a long way to go.